UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Yes, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is, what time is it? Hold on, let me... It's 1907 UTC here on Anon Radio. Welcome, welcome. It is news to me time. Let me just jump on over into comm. If you can hear, there is no traffic underway. That's because I made the mistake of looking at my phone before I hopped on the bus, and somebody had sent me a work request, so I sat down here inside to say, oh, I'll do that real quick before I go get on the bus. Well, I'm still here at home, so that's how the day's been going. But it's okay, because we're here, we got news, and you know what? Oh, it looks like I'm not going to get calm using my typical method, so I'm going to close that. SDF. tty.sdf. So what you can do to join it, I'm doing it right now, you just SSH over as your name. At you can do new, N-E-W at sdf.org if you don't have one, but otherwise, username at tty.sdf.org, and then once you're there, all you need to do is then, man, it's kind of slow, but it's working. Then once, all you need to do is launch comm, just type com, press enter. You type G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and then boom, you'll be talking to cool people like Quentin and Publius and Thrig. Alita is in the house. Man, haven't seen you in forever. Welcome, welcome, Alita. And WX Boss is here. Quentin's here. Ratsu, Zerohoff, the Z Man. Man, everybody. Probably Jay LaMoth. I just haven't seen it. A reminder, you can always jump in on XMPP if you'd like. All you need to do is join Jabber at jabber.sdf.org. The conference is at conference.jabber.sdf.org. And it's a non-radio at. So yeah, boom. Let's see. Publius has been taken aback by the thought that he's a cool person now. Yeah, one of the things that surprised me was when anime went from being a nerdy thing to being a cool thing. It's like, oh my, what a world we live in. But it's true. What was once nerdy is now cool. Cool. Tobe, welcome, welcome. Tobe has joined from Rio. Welcome. Oh yeah. I was looking for places to go hide out at, and I found a few places. There's a city in Nebraska offering free land. Free land, I tell you. All you got to do, and I realized that it was a scam, because I was looking around, and they all had the same thing in common. They're small towns, and they'll give you a plot of land in a subdevelopment for the town, as long as you agree to build a house there, and you have to meet all these strict requirements. So I've got a feeling that you have to build a house to these strict requirements because the person who bought the land for you wants to is trying to increase the tax value. Anyway. let's get into it. There's plenty of death and destruction being a Monday. And, you know, we'll get into that with our pal, what we used to call
World News.
That's right. So, first up, there's a gold mine. You know those clandestine gold miners, they're always causing trouble. Well, at least 9 miners were killed on Friday after a shaft, Yeah, to be honest, it's because the story said shaft in it. After 9 miners were killed on Friday after a shaft in an informal gold mine collapsed, the Zimbabwe Miners Federation and an engineer at the site have said. ZMF, Zimbabwe Miners Federation President Henrietta Rashwaya, said on Saturday that 4 bodies had been recovered so far, while 5 others were still stuck under rubble. However, retrieval operations are complicated by the fact that the shaft is unstable. It's difficult to retrieve the bodies because the mine is still collapsing. Each time we try, it is becoming a threat to our lives as well, said one mine engineer. The incident took place at the Bay Horse Mine in Chegutu, some 120 kilometers west of the capital. Johannes Nyuete is one of the lucky miners who managed to escape. The mine collapsed as I entered with a colleague. We met other colleagues, numbering about 18 or 20, rushing out, and we all escaped together. So, yeah, sad times. 3 miners are missing, but their whereabouts are unknown. Several hundred local residents watched in anguish on Saturday afternoon, waiting for news of family or colleagues as rescue workers tried to retrieve bodies from the mine. So it's really sad here. Accidents are common in the Minaroch country. In 2019, 24 miners died when an abandoned pit flooded after torrential rain. So, what a terrible place. I think in South Africa, I think they call them Zamazamas, which I think is an interesting name for people who mine. Yeah, illegal artisan miners in South Africa. but yeah, it's at informal gold. Now, if you remember the wonderful people in Iraq that set off celebratory fireworks inside of a church and burned the church up and killed a lot of people, well, this is less, this is maybe like less their fault, but still, another church tragedy. At least 10 people, including 3 children, were killed when the roof of a church collapsed. The collapse happened on Sunday afternoon local time as around 100 people were attending a baptism at Santa Cruz Church in Ciudad Madero. This is in northern Mexico. 60 people were injured, at least 2 of them seriously, and dozens were trapped under the rubble. Local residents rushed to the building with shovels and pickaxes to try and free those trapped. Rescue and search and rescue teams have since arrived at the scene, and 2 cranes are on the site to remove the debris. The governor of Tamaulipas has said that all those missing had been accounted for. Rescue workers using thermal imaging cameras ensured no one remained under the rubble. It's not yet clear what may have caused the collapse, but the mayor of Ciudad Madero said it was probably due to structural failures, which is understatement of the century. It doesn't really... It's like, why did the building fail? Oh, well, it collapsed. That's why it fell. There was a collapse. Angel Vargas, the priest who was celebrating the baptism when the collapse occurred, said that the day of celebration had turned into a tragedy. They came to search for heaven for the little ones and found eternity. I want the families to find peace. All of this is unfathomable. That's the story. Tautology of Publius. Tautology! Exclamation point. Pretty neat. That's an interesting event. Sad and destruction, nonetheless, from our artisanal... No artisanal miners involved there. Wouldn't that be interesting? Artisanal priests. What are they? Well, they're not actually affiliated with the church, but they're free spirits. Maybe that's what the Dubious Goals Committee is. It's full of artisanal animals. Artisanal mushrooms and dudes. All right. Well, back over in the... on the far side of the ocean, there's been a fire at a complex in Egypt's Ismailia contained after hours. A huge fire erupted at a police complex in the Egyptian city of Ismailia, Ismailia, and it wounded at least 38 people and has been contained after several hours, according to state media. No fatalities were immediately reported over the blaze that happened early on Monday, but hospitals were placed on alert. The cause of the blaze, which broke out at the headquarters of the security directorate before dawn, is not yet known. Of 26 wounded who were transferred to a local hospital, 24 had suffered from asphyxiation and 2 from more burns. Local media reported, citing the health ministry. Videos on social media showed flames soaring from the city's security directorate early, and it appeared the building's main facade had collapsed. The health ministry deployed 50 ambulances to the scene, which were joined by military emergency services, including 2 planes. Later on Monday, state television announced that the fire was contained. Sarah Kira, the founder and director of the European North African Center for Research, said Egyptians were wary of possible attacks because of the presidential polls in December 2023. "We don't want any turbulence from elections," she told Al Jazeera from Cairo. "Hopefully it's not the start of something." In August 2022, a fire caused by a short circuit killed 41 worshippers in a Cairo church, prompting calls to improve the country's infrastructure and response time of the fire brigade. In March 2021, at least 20 people died in a fire at a textile factory in the capital. So, very serious business. Let me get this image link. Blunk, blunk, blunk. Fire. Oh, here we go. Publius giving me some pronunciation help. Ismailia. All right. Ratsu pointing out show number 777 tomorrow. That's right. We had show 666 just 111 episodes ago. So it should be a fun time coming up tomorrow. All right. So there's a picture I shared. If you go to sdf.org/l/onegold, that's sdf.org/l/1au, sdf.org/lima/1 Alpha uniform. That will get you to the image, the death and destruction image there. That will show you a cool little combination. It shows you where the fire erupted, the fire before and after it was put out. Hey, Gerbil Fat, welcome, welcome. cool. So there we go. So we got that done. Let's scroll on over here and see what else we got happening in the news. All right, I'll try and get out of the death and destruction segment soon. Let's talk about a cute puppy. Oh, I'm sorry. This is still death and destruction. I tricked you. An aggressive grizzly bear has killed two people in Canada, including their dog. They were notified of the incident on Friday evening. The Canada's Banff National Park police official, park officials say that they were notified on Friday evening after receiving a GPS alert used to report bear attacks. A specialized response team then traveled on foot overnight through the mountains and located the deceased couple some 5 hours later. I'm sorry. Lady, I can switch to some better news if this is too heavy. You guys just let me know. The bear, still displaying aggressive behavior, was euthanized on site to ensure public safety, officials said. It was the second deadly grizzly attack in North America since July, when the alarm was triggered on Friday around 20 hours mountain time. Parks Canada immediately mobilized a wildlife human attack response team. Weather conditions prevented officials from traveling to the site of the attack by helicopter. Oh, see you later, JBG. JGB. Oh. I'm sorry, you know, calm is a mix of dismay for the loss of these animals, and then stuff is breaking, I guess. Hey, welcome back, JGB. Only 14% of grizzly bear terror attacks are fatal, according to Reuters, but as more people head outdoors, human-bear encounters are on the rise. In July, I like that it says human-bear encounters, like, there's a place in town, there's a gay bar called the Iron Bear, and it's like, well, I guess those are human bears. In July, a grizzly bear fatally mauled a woman on a forest trail west of Yellowstone National Park. This is a tragic incident, and Parks Canada wishes to express its sincere condolences to the families and friends of the victims. Tobe pointing out, nothing's on fire, arsonists of the world ignite. Erotic human bear encounters. What a fun time. Now, this is kind of sad. This is opposite. It's still death and destruction. Vigilante pedophile hunter Bupak Shakur shot dead in Michigan. That's right. We got artisanal mine workers and vigilante pedophile hunters. A vigilante pedophile hunter has been shot and killed in Michigan during a confrontation with a teenager he falsely accused of preying on young people. Robert Wayne Lee, age 40, better known to his tens of thousands of online followers as Bupak Shakur, would often pose as a 15-year-old girl on social media to expose alleged predators.
His work has been known to lead to suspects being arrested. Lee was believed to be on one of his hunts at around 10:30 p.m. on Friday night when he approached a teenager at the Universal Coney Island restaurant in Pontiac and punched him, said Oakland County Sheriff's Office. Police said that the teenager was with a group of friends, one of whom pulled out a knife while the other fired a gun at Lee. The 40-year-old was struck by multiple bullets. He was rushed to hospital where he died from his injuries. The suspects, who remain unidentified, fled the scene but were later tracked down and arrested. There were two people at the table. One he was mostly focused on and talking to and became heated with was not the individual who shot him. It was the other person on the opposite side of the table. In a statement, police pointed to Lee's work and how his unsanctioned hunts sometimes led to false accusations being leveled against innocent individuals whose faces were then plastered all over social media. So the police are saying, while we certainly understand his desire to hold child predators accountable, many times well-intentioned individuals who engaged in this don't know how the standard of evidence required for convictions works and often underestimate the potential for violence confronting someone. So, yeah, Publius wonders if pretending to be a 15-year-old girl online is a good thing for a 40-year-old man to do. Apparently not. And this is just a sad tragedy, it happened in El Paso, home state here. A mother has been accused of playing on her phone and ignoring her toddler as he drowned at a water park in Texas. Jessica Weaver, 35, was arrested and charged with injury to a child by omission last week following an investigation into the death of her 3-year-old son, Anthony. Back on May 13th, Ms. Weaver had taken Anthony to Camp Cohen Water Park. According to a criminal complaint affidavit, several witnesses told police they saw the mother ignoring her child and being inattentive to him while he was playing in the 4-foot-deep area of the pool at the park. The witnesses say they saw Miss Weaver sitting on her phone and never looking up. While people say they saw the little boy spitting chips into the pool, they said that Miss Weaver was singing along to a song that was playing and she was laying down looking at her phone before the victim was pulled out of the water. So, yeah, I blame Chris Hansen for the vigilante justice, too. People think it's really cool to play vigilante. Around 5:09, a lifeguard spotted the little boy drowning in the pool and pulled him out of the water. Witnesses said Miss Weaver didn't immediately react to the lifeguard blowing his whistle for everyone to leave the pool. Instead, about 5 minutes passed before she ran over the child. He died in the hospital the next day. The mom filed a $1 million lawsuit against the city, saying that her son's death was caused by gross negligence of the water park staff. In total, 18 lifeguards had been working at the water park that day. The park wasn't at its maximum capacity, with around 466 people there that day. Officials said that life jackets were available, and he didn't have one on. Signs around the pool also stated that children aged 6 and under must be directly attended by a swimming adult at all times and must be supervised within arm's reach. Miss Weaver was arrested on September 22nd and was booked into county jail. She's now out on a $100,000 bond, and her attorney is arguing that the mother is being unfairly accused of her son's drowning in retaliation to her filing the suit. So, we'll see how this plays out, it's still sad this little kid's still gone. Alrighty, it's 1925 UTC, so that means that it's time to talk about, to remind you that in 5 minutes from now, the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio, is coming up. Now, this is a fun show where we get to learn all sorts of cool stuff. We might learn about mushrooms or play with synthesizers. We might just figure out, you know, where Pippa is going or what the Sergeant at Arms has been up to. You never know. So, should be interesting. Oh, buzz buzz on my wrist. Let's see what there is. Bink, bink. There we go. Tobe says, amen. When the sign says you have to look after your kid and you don't, I think you get to file a lawsuit when... I don't think you get to file a lawsuit when something bad happens. Yeah, it's, vigilante moms ignoring the kids. man, Com is having a good time. We're all trying to make do with this sad news in the world. Let's talk about power and technology. There's other stuff going on, but we don't have time for all of that. So let's talk about other stuff first. Big warning, if you are looking at dental plans, don't trust Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is warned an advert that appears to be fronted by him is in fact an AI fake. There's a video out there promoting some dental plan with an AI version of me, the actor wrote on Instagram. I have nothing to do with it. Of course, he's talking about a deep fake, not an AI fake, but same difference. Hanks has previously spoken about the artistic challenge that AI poses his industry, and the issue has been central to recent strikes by high-profile Hollywood actors and writers. As systems have grown in power and sophistication, so have concerns their ability to create even more realistic virtual versions of people that are sometimes called deep fakes. Ta-da! Tobe saying natural selection's a thing, even 21st century. And then he's petted. Alright, so deep fakes getting in the news, but just a warning about Tom Hanks. China is planning to attempt a far side of the moon landing and sample collection in 2024. China will launch its Chang'e 6 lunar sample return mission next year in an attempt at a first ever collection of material from the far side of the moon. Chang'e 6 will launch following the deployment of a new lunar relay satellite in the first half of the year to support the mission, the China National Space Administration announced on September 29th. This will be an 8,200-kilogram, four-part spacecraft, and it will launch on a long March 5th rocket from the coastal Wenchang spaceport. It will embark on a near two-month odyssey to deliver the valuable lunar samples back to Earth. So it should be pretty cool. Oh yeah, it's October 2nd. That's why I would be remiss to not mention... oh man, my browser is all fudged up. I think it's China's National Day. Let's check. China Day. China's birthday. PRC Day is 10-1. There we go. Yep. It is celebrated annually on October 1st as the National Day of the People's Republic of China. So happy National Day, China. Everybody at my job, I think, takes the week off for National Day. So very cool. Happy times. Lewis, welcome. And Com is hat bumping and jumping. Oh no, we're in our last minute. The UK SMR selection contest has 6 finalists, so stay tuned to that. I'll let you know what's going on there. And a US regulator has approved transfer of licenses between 2 big companies to operate some nuclear plants. So that should be cool. And Taiwan will have a national holiday on 10/10. So that's coming up in just 8 days. So set your calendars and don't forget. Yeah, stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee after that. Dubious Goals Committee, no matter what you're sick with, Tobe can heal you. Pray to the, just light your Tobe candles and be sure you get your marmot scents and candles lit. And then whatever is your problem will happen and be cured.